Like to welcome everyone out to our CDRA meeting, our April the 9th meeting. You want to have a roll call?
Lynn?
Here.
Here.
Mike is absent.
Here.
Here.
Yes.
Okay, and we'll do the approval of minutes for a regular CDRA meeting, March 12th, 2024, and let's do that one first.
I was absent from this meeting, so.
I was absent as well, so I'm going to abstain.
Pretty sure I was here, but I don't know if I can act on it. So what do we do with that?
What's day was it?
12th.
12th of March.
Oh, you're not in the right, you're in City Council.
Yeah, the 12th.
So go all the way up.
Yeah, if you just scroll down, it's right below the agenda.
Okay. I had it one time.
Those are your ones, right?
Okay, this.
Now just scroll down.
Right. It's kind of crazy.
March 12th.
I was there when it was naturalized.
There's only about 375 for those 3 acres. 375,000. That's way.
He doesn't?
That's prime. Seemed way low.
Can we approve this with just two councilmen where I don't have a vote?
Two councilmen.
Yeah, they weren't here. Either one of them weren't here.
I did review the minutes, but,
The state code retains all your council members, and they're sitting as an RDA board. Is this a statutory stuff? You'd be okay.
Okay, I just didn't know. I didn't want to get in trouble.
So the RDA would be okay, City Council.
Then I'll make the motion to approve the minutes on, for March 12th, 2024, at the regular CDR meeting starting at 6:00 PM.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion by Lynn and seconded by Paul to approve the minutes for the CDRA meeting dated 12th March, 2024, 6:00 PM regular meeting. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Abstain.
Okay, next is the minutes for, I think it's the
26th of March.
Yeah. You know, 12th of March is all I got. They're all the same.
There should be another attachment.
Yeah, there's another.
Yeah, all I got. There's my minutes right there.
Is that the 12th of March?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the one. Oh, you want the 26th.
Yeah.
It's a blind leading a blinder.
I just thought they'd be right in line with the other one. So we'll approve the minutes for the special meeting, Mount Pleasant CDRA, on the 26th of March 2024, 5:30 PM meeting.
I reviewed them. I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes from March 26th, 2024, special CDRA meeting.
I'll second it.
So we have a motion by, was it Cade?
Yeah.
And seconded by Lynn to approve the minutes for the special CDRA meeting dated 26 March 2024 at 5:30 PM, regular meeting.
Yes.
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 Okay. Next, approval of claims, invoice register dated 03/09/2024 to 04/05/2024 in the amount of $44,090.88.
So, is this, most of this, the streetscape, the 34,000?
So a question on the, there's the awning work for 122 West Main.
That's pass-through money, that's pass-through money through the grant coming from the CLG grant for the state Utah.
But is that for the, for the restaurant right here? So are they paying, is that, that's on Main Street to pay for, or are they paying that, is it pass-through, is it coming back from them?
No, it would be, it's a 50-50 that they pay us, but the money, you'll be getting a grant back in to reimburse for it.
Okay.
I'll make a motion. We approve the invoice register 3/9/2024 to 4/5/2024 in the amount of $44,090.88. Is that right?
It is.
I'll second it.
Have a motion by Paul and seconded by Cade to approve the invoice register dated 03/09/2024 to 04/05/2024 in the amount of $44,090.88. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay, the executive director's report.
Okay, the best way to move it through it quickly is to give you a copy. The Main Street Committee, as you know, by resolution serves as the executive committee of the RDA, CDRA. And here's the agenda that we have this morning. It shows the projects. We have a copy of that. So I think the best thing to do is just kind of report on that. I'll take them one at a time. The CLG grant, we had a small grant of $10,000 to go to our Craighead Hall. The electrical, and the architect of state history was down here yesterday to take a look at that project, and they signed off, and that's a grant that will be coming through as a line item on Main Street to go toward the Craighead Hall. That's a significant. The heritage area previously ran to $37,500, but went for the architectural design. This $10,000 will go toward the major project, the first phase of which the restoration will be $250,000. So, reported on that, and Roger Roper, his name you see there. Richard Clark is working with the state Main Street program assigned to us. And Roger is a former deputy Chippewa officer. He works as a consultant for the heritage area. On the equestrian center update, you may have noticed that we have the high school logo files down there. And it's a good thing to have 100 acres because we use it all.
And then some.
It was a very successful event. Kind of the weather was kind of bad, but other than that, it went very well. We have nothing but great confidence. And the feeling is that we use the indoor arena, what we call the rotating arena, and we have the other arena. Now, with this 5 acres, when that's finished in June, you'll really have a significant package down there. I had people tell me that if there's no place in the state of his office because they're running out of land. It's got this much land available and that kind of stuff. And so Jack did a great, great job on that.
I was impressed with how many people were there and how good of a turnout. And I think all the businesses in town appreciate it. I saw horse trailers at the tire shop, the grocery store, the Wheelers. I think it was a really good, a good thing for the community.
Yeah, really great. Now, on the real project, you recall that previously I handed out what we're doing with $600,000. You've seen this before, and I'll just kind of re-summary. We're talking about bleachers for 800 people, $315,500. That figure's still pretty solid. And of course, what we're doing is we're developing this down there to enhance the Cleon Peterson Nichols Equestrian Center. If you met as a city, when you see it as a city council, if you decide you want to continue to hold the rodeo, if the old man never moved up, that's your decision. We're doing this independent of what you do out to that. Panels and gates, that figure's still good. I met with Jack about an hour and a half ago. Panels and gates, $140,000. We have $50,000 budgeted for earthwork and grading. That's going to come in at $22,000, so we're going to have a good savings on that one with NKJ. Then we've got concrete, $46,005. That number still looks good. Gravel, $30,000. Grain of sand, $10,000. And the hookups, $8,000 for a total of $600,000. Now, here's the deal. On the relative to the to how we're going to make these bleachers work, the bleachers will have to. We may have to take some out of the bleacher budget. Although we are saving $28,000 on earthwork and grading, because we're probably going to have to spend $35,000 for bucking chutes. Recall at the last meeting, we had a letter to the county commissioners to purchase the ones that they had listed on surface property for $10,000. But so high that Paradise picked those up, and we got some miscommunications on our letter. Nobody read the email. It's no big deal. But we won't be able to get those for $10,000, but Jack has found some good ones for $35,000. So that would be the only amendment that we have on that. Otherwise, we're on target. And I asked him if he thought that June 15 was still a realistic date for completion. He told me it was. Do you have any questions on that?
That completion date to have the arena done and ready and
that is correct.
Fence up and the bucking chutes in and the bleachers?
No bleachers.
No bleachers.
Bleachers, we'll have the bleachers by then. The bleachers is a floating variable. We got the bleachers and hope we wait to see what's left after we do the other stuff.
I just wanted to mention, I went out there and I was walking and Jack was in there working at 6:30 in the morning and he hollered for me to come over, so I went in. Jack took out every one of the stove and everything and
you're talking about the kitchen.
There. Yeah, in the kitchen. He yeah. took it out and had to use a wire wheel to get the grit and stuff off of it and a deep fryer and everything, and he took them over to his place and cleaned them up and put them back in there. I tell you, he does a great job out of that. He goes above and beyond.
He does.
And I'll tell you, I was concerned. I said, you only ordered about four porta potties. He said, yeah, he says, but there's a combination around the corrals where they can use it. But he said, what was really good is we do have restrooms in the arena by the foyer, by the combination.
Yeah.
And then the good thing we did is that we had that $150,000 grant. We put together the restrooms and the showers. And he said that when the restrooms are overloaded, the showers are a backup. So he got through it all okay. If I could skip over the streetscape for a second and go to the park, and maybe I think the best person, we discussed this morning, but Paul is spearheading this and making a great and I think you're waiting for the chips. Can you give us an update on
Yeah, it's going to take a couple more weeks to finish putting together the slides, those tube slides. But, yeah, after that, we'll be ready for the chips. I've got to still have to order the fabric put down before the chips. So our power department says they'll help us. We got to put a roof on that one part, and it's way up there. It's like 20 feet up there, so we're going to get the power department to help put that roof on it.
Okay, fantastic. Anything else you'd like to report?
Justin called me just a little while ago, and the guy...
Not the tables, it's not benches.
Well, he didn't say anything about that. But the chips, he found a place up north and a little cheaper than this guy out here. But by the time they frayed it down, it's going to be about a wash. So we decided we want to use him so we don't have to store any extra. It's just right there. He'll have it there on hand, so... we'll probably go with the back divided on the chips.
So you're doing a good job down there, and I think you had a helper up here today.
Yeah.
And that's a more complicated than putting together toys on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, and two old guys that it's kind of... don't come out and watch us.
Look, I saw you the other day. You're doing a great job down there. where do we... we have in the budget, we have a $27,403 grant from the Heritage Area to our park enhancements. We have a $10,000 grant from Central Utah Mental Health, And with that, so you've got about $34,000 there, and Justin thinks he's covering the benches and the tables for about $36,000. So I tend to give him today, and I talked to him today, and we have the money in there for those two grants to purchase tables and benches. So
good. I talked to him last week about that, wondering, because we want to get them ordered so it'll happen here. I mean, that's, you know.
And see, the money's in the budget for those two grants, and we can just expedite.
Are you saying that we've got council approval if Justin says, hey, can I order this?
Mark, has Justin said anything about the sprinkler system? The sprinkler system.
They're still working on that at Mountainland. He said he's going to call them this week, but he said that, we want to get started on that as quick as possible. So, I talked to him last week on it.
And that is budgeted, isn't it? We do have money for that.
And I think it's the same with the power, because we've got two quotes on the power and all that, but we need to know, because the leeway is getting out there. Not to get that ordered.
I'm sure just how important is it. Going by the phone department heads, you know exactly what's been tied with that.
Okay.
Anything else? Any other questions on the park?
I think it's looking good. It's coming along. So.
Okay.
Real quick, minor question. Did Justin need any help getting that sign that he picked up, put up?
I don't know.
The sign's up now. That's great. The sign's pretty good. Got a great spot. Even got on an angle when they look at it. Great work, Paul, as usual. Okay, streetscape project.
We're back up just... one real quick, Mark. Sorry to interrupt you. But I'm just wondering where we're at with the restrooms. It seems like we still had, when Justin was here in our last CDR meeting, we hadn't really made a decision on what we was going to do for restrooms, but it'd be really nice to have some out there by the 4th of July, but I don't know if that's possible.
I don't know if that's possible this year. Unless he finds one that's already built, you know.
Like one of them. And the funds are available to go ahead and proceed with the restrooms?
Yeah, that's part of the $576,000 in the budget. It's in the budget.
Okay.
Any other questions on that? Streetscape. Gary gave a report this morning on progress he's making here. He still thinks that figure of $82,000 is looking good. Just for the sake of contingency, we are saying that it could be anywhere from $80,000 to $90,000 to finish the streetscape. He thinks he's making a little progress, and the trees will arrive on May 15th. and he's coordinating that with the system. And he did say they wouldn't be able to, it wouldn't be feasible to water the hanging baskets, as we talked before. So we'll still, NAVA can confirm, we'll talk about that today, the union able to hire. We're still going to do that manually like we have in the past. It's not feasible to run the system to water the hanging baskets along the trees. And of course, we have the money in the previous RDA meeting. We approved that the RDA would pay the streetscape $82,000 plus, along with $178,000 paid for the playground equipment. The RDA paid those as added to it. Next thing you see on your agenda, a lot of stuff under the Main Street program updates, dealing with programs. Those are just, that's information we have as being part of the National Main Street Center, and also the Utah Main Street program. And with the Mercantile Ice Cream Parlor, they showed up this morning, and they would like to be able to, and I'll send you an email on this, they would like to be able to string some lights. They feel like they got a critical mass now between the arcade did a report, the owners of the arcade. It's going really well. It's getting quite a little draw there. You got pizza, you got the arcade, and you got the ice cream. And what the high towers would like to do, they would like to string some lights. And so we got a couple of models of how to do that on the Provo. And I'll email that. Roger Roper did some research, and we'll email that to you so maybe we can figure out some way. I think he said he shared with you.
Yeah.
I don't know how to put the poles on. The poles are problematic, but they view it. Okay, I'll say this. Okay, that's basically it. Unless you have any other questions of me, we can move you on to your council meeting. I think this is a good way to do it, just take the agenda.
Okay.
No. Thanks, Mark.
That's a. You got
a motion adjourned.
Oh, CDA chairperson report. Here's a chairperson.
All right, Mark done both of them.
He's got you, didn't he?
You got the chairperson covered too, right, Mark?
Okay. Well, I'll make a motion to adjourn the CDRA meeting.
I'll second it.
I have a motion by Paul, seconded by Kay to adjourn our regular CDR meeting dated 9 April 2024. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay.